Do you or someone you love feel like you're not getting enough anal in your life? Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the 39th Anal Probe segment of the Anal Podcast. Join us tonight as we break down what's going on around us and what's going on in the world. We break it down from the dirty delete to cheaty as Superman and a foot on the grill. It's all here in the Anal Podcast. Do you like the Anal Podcast? Don't forget to like, subscribe, review wherever you found us. That's how we get noticed, and we love to get noticed. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Anal Podcast. Tonight, I am joined by John, Jared, Katie, Rochelle, and Mike. And why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm John, and I'm very hot.
I'm Jared, and we're recording this on 6/9/2021.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Katie. I don't think that's funny.
Hey, I'm Rochelle, and I got an A in pharmacology.
Nice.
Yay!
Nice.
That's more exciting.
That's a better nice. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm Mike, and I'm glad everyone's doing so well in school and making terrible jokes. Precursor of good things to come.
And I'm your host, Rob, and we are going to get started real quick today with just the simple fact that I must have been misled and told the wrong thing my whole life, and I've just finally realized it. I was always under the impression that if you're getting pulled over on a highway, you slow your ass down, you pop on your four ways, and you find a nice safe place to pull over. Well, we've recently seen a video where a cop has decided, nah, that's not necessarily what you're supposed to do, and decided to flip a car over that happened to have a pregnant lady driving, which I think is just so ridiculously beyond screwed that she was doing exactly what I would do. And it damn near got her killed because some cop has a big old boner for being more powerful than somebody else.
What was his rank?
Yeah, well, that would be good. But also, like, which part of this story is worse?
All of it. The whole thing is so sickening, especially the interaction with the woman after he has flipped her car and she's struggling to get out of it. And she's asking him, why did you do this? And he simply says, because you didn't pull over. I had my four ways on. It wasn't safe. How many times have we heard people say to cops, it wasn't safe, I didn't feel safe, and these are the people being victimized by the police?
I saw that earlier, that police station's Facebook page had posted earlier how they don't want people pulling over like that because of safety and how many cops and people die on the side of the road, and then they had to, like, delete it.
They sure
did. That immediately happened. That.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a dirty delete they did. Yep.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I like that. Dirty delete.
Yeah. Nothing's deleted from the internet, though.
No, I mean, the internet is undefeated. So we're probably going to have, like, nude pics of the cop soon.
Hopefully.
Ugh.
I mean, am I the only one that just feels completely outraged by the fact that, like, if I was in that situation, I would have done the same thing, and it would have cost me just like it cost her. Like, it is truly a police state that we're in, isn't it?
Well, they have all the money and all the toys.
Always has been. Yeah.
And none of the consequences.
Yeah, no consequences.
We're just those astronauts staring at the Earth. It's always, it's a police state.
Always has been.
But back to my point earlier, and something we haven't touched on yet, like, which part is more awful? The fact that this happened, or the fact that the cop will face no punishment for it because he has qualified immunity?
Now, for our listeners that might not know exactly what that means, what does that mean, John?
Man, it's been a while since I had to, like, Rob, you, here, I'm gonna have to do a Google.
Because I've heard the word, I haven't bothered to look it up yet.
It's, okay, just a quick hit. Established by the Supreme Court in 1967, effectively protects state and local officials, including police officers, from personal liability unless they are determined to have violated what the court defines as an individual's clearly established statutory or constitutional rights.
I mean, in this situation, don't you have a right to drive a car that isn't flipped over? Like,
don't you have a right to try to find somewhere where you feel safe?
to be pulled over? Who determines what your rights are in that specific scenario? First the police officer and then the court. So, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you can afford the lawyer.
Yeah. In my head, I think to myself, if that was done to me, I would have come out of the car freaking swinging, cop or not. I'm sure the pregnant lady was probably a little hurt, but I would have gotten out of that car seeking vengeance, and I probably would have been shot. So
yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have qualified immunity though, so you would have either been shot or sent to jail for the rest of your life.
Correct.
So well, not the rest. Well, I guess right because if I would have done it because I'm cis and het and white, I would have just gotten out on bail. Somebody would have bailed me out, and wouldn't be a problem. So
you likely wouldn't be pregnant.
Yes, yes. But yeah, I don't know how it works in Rob's situation. If like, oh, well, you're gay. Like, I don't know if you can still get out on bail or if you can't. Like, I forget like where the, you know, where like the awful delineations
are. It all depends on how effeminate you sound.
Gay panic defense.
That's true. The cop could have used the gay panic. Yes. You come swinging and he thinks you're trying to kiss him and gay panic. Yeah, Jesus.
He shoots you.
He just sees penises, yeah.
Gays and women can both have hysteria, but men cannot.
Just fix it with a little cocaine.
So, after seeing that video, I decided that we do live in a dystopian present. What facts can we pull from the ether that prove that our present is currently the dystopian future?
Well, Rob, I don't know if you
quick list.
I was gonna say about a year ago that there was, you know, George Floyd was murdered, and then there was at least 6 months of protests all over the country that were cracked down really hard by the police, like really hard, all over the country.
I mean, even gassed out by the National Guard. Correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. I mean,
now, does that just seem fascist to me, or am I overreading the situation?
Well, I don't think you're overreading the situation, but others, I mean, it just depends on your point of view.
So we live in a police state. We live in a world where a man can be murdered in the street, and all the protests that are sprung from that meet heavy police resistance for.
It involved increasing the police budgets in a lot of states too.
Was to defund the budgets of the people.
And the only reason why the cop got a murder charge slapped on him is because they burned down the people burned down a police precinct. That's the only reason why he was found guilty.
Now, anyone that's in the meme stock world says that we are in a dystopian future because of all of the, you know, blatant illegality that is happening all over the stock market and has been for decades, i.e. naked shorts. And I really think that as this situation unwinds, our economy is going to get even more destabilized. So, yeah, I'm thinking dystopian future isn't future. I think we're pretty dystopian present.
So let's let this marinate for a moment, just for so our cast can catch up, and our audience as well. I'd like us to let it marinate that Rob has segued from police brutality to once again trying to talk about stocks.
Well, I think it's all part of our dystopian future. We also have a political system that is in a distinct divide. Half the GOP is goddamn insane people. The other half the GOP are still fucking Republicans, so fuck. And then
Democrats are also Republicans.
So. Yeah, and the Democrats are Republicans. So it's a fucking dystopian future now!
Except it's not a future because it's right now.
So what can we do to fight the current dystopia?
I'm just waiting for us all to be split up into different like factions and have to wear the same like drab colored clothes. Like I'm
now it sounds like you're talking about communism.
No, I'm talking about like Hunger Games shit.
Have you believed?
Come on, Nick. Come
on. The one that has to volunteer as tribute.
Well, let's look at it from like a more broader sense of things, like not so ham-fistedly as movies portray it, but like, are we not forced to kind of wear the same things? Like, I can't wear what Beyonce wears.
You can.
I could barely wear what, like, Mitch asshole McConnell wears. Like, we can't, we don't wear those things. We all kind of wear the same things.
I think that has a lot to do with where you live, too, because there's definitely, in a larger city, when you see people walking around, there's, you know, it doesn't really, gender is less of a construct in what you're wearing. So I think that's a little bit more regional. With saying everybody wears the same thing.
I was just speaking economically.
Well, no, but, you know, John, I think John's pointing out one of the big contradictions of, you know, American capitalism. Like, we're told we're free to do whatever we want, but, like, you're society tells you what is acceptable and what you can wear. Like, you know, I mean, this, I guess, dates me as a millennial, but, you know, like, JNCO jeans, right?
I still have mine in my wall, in my closet. They're going to come back in, I know it.
Oh, yeah. They are. I know they are.
They already did.
What?
Oh. It'll happen again.
Is the JNCO comeback?
Well, you got like 20 years to go, so.
Oh, that's fine.
Come back around.
Hold on to them, Rob.
They're so big, like literally the waist is smaller than the legs.
Yeah, you got like the JNCOist.
I think that's the thing, though. You know, we're talking about dystopians, and we're assuming it's all going to be like 1984 shit. Oh, everyone's drab, but it's more like Brave New World, where everything's fun and exciting, and everyone's, you know, banging and stuff, and wearing whatever bright colors. But you know, it's still control, but it's more subtle.
You're controlled. Well. In that book from birth. So yeah, I mean it's kind of similar. The indoctrination is kind of like that. Bread circuses,
orgy porgy
for the fun.
Now that I've decided that we live in a dystopian present, I don't know if that necessarily changes anything for me, but my outlook overall, it definitely explains a whole lot of the shit that's going on, especially like the alien talk in the news pretty regularly. Trump thinking he's still president. Yeah, the dystopia. It's all making sense now. I fucking get it.
You know, it makes me feel better when I feel that way. Is listening to the Decemberists, This Is Why We Fight. Sorry, quick plug. Now, Jared, you go.
I just wanted to clarify now, Rob, when you're talking about aliens, you're talking about like extraterrestrials or illegally?
Correct. The illegals aren't even the news now. It's the ones that are unidentified, that have been declassified, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I was just confused if it was the extraterrestrials or those Guatemalans that Kamala Harris said should not come here.
No.
Those aliens. Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
They're trying to stay away from the illegal immigrants because that's too of a hot button topic. So they've switched to actual extraterrestrial aliens. They're trying to adjust the narrative.
Two things. Kamala and we are extraterrestrials.
We are all made of stars.
No, right. We went to the moon. We are extraterrestrials.
Oh, I thought you just meant we're all pretty extra.
Oh, I thought you meant we're made of like stars. Wow. We are pretty extra.
We're actually extraterrestrials. It's just kind of neat to think about.
Are there any other proof? Any other proof that we live in a dystopian present?
Yes.
What?
What was the thing Jared posted about the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland? Thanks, Obama.
Oh, yes.
Is doing the thing.
The Department of Justice. Yes, yeah. Jared, it's your article. You go ahead and take the absolute fucking absurdity that this is.
To put this in perspective for our listeners, when I first saw this, I thought this was an Onion headline, but it is not. Department of Justice. This is from I think Kotaku. Oh, Gizmodo. Department of Justice vows to hunt down whoever let the public know how little billionaires pay in taxes. So ProPublica released this massive scoop from a journalist. If people don't know, it basically showed that Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, that fucking guy that owns Facebook, they pay nothing in taxes. Like, nothing.
Yeah, and we're talking like Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, Bezos.
I'm shocked.
Elon. Absolutely. Let's throw Elon in there. Yeah.
So, this is a quote from the article. Morally obscene display of inequality and impunity, as this is, The U.S. government has far more pressing concerns, such as punishing whoever squealed. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who we might remember, was nominated by Obama for
Supreme Court. I remember him. I remember Jared.
He assured lawmakers on Wednesday that one of his most immediate focuses will be plugging the leak, wherever or whoever it might be. I Whoa. Promise you, it will be at the top of my list, Garland told GOP Senator Susan Collins. Like, it's just...
Lick them boots.
That is Lick perfect proof that we are in dystopian present. Oh my god, somebody proved that the billionaires don't pay their fair share. We must immediately track them down and silence them! That sounds about right.
But that's what happened to the journalist that leaked those Panama papers that also said what billionaires and millionaires all over the world just threw their money in offshore accounts and didn't pay any taxes. That journalist just mysteriously died in a car bombing. And that's all that happened. So... good luck, whoever leaked this stuff.
They're going to find them. They have unlimited resources. Like, they're going to find them, whoever they are, which sucks.
I mean, at least Chelsea Manning's doing okay, right? Isn't she out of jail?
Yeah, she just tweeted stuff.
I'm wrong to think that the person who leaked that is a fucking hero, and I want to find them and hug them.
No, it's true. If you leak corruption and wrongdoing from a government, you're a hero. So,
but in our dystopian present, you are going to be hunted down by the Department of Justice, aka Merrick Garland, to be made to pay.
Well, I mean, whoever would be in that position, yeah, that's just what they're going to do.
I mean, it's their job. I mean, to be fair, it is their job.
And not to bring this back to stonks or anything, but we have companies like Citadel and the actual Fed manipulating the markets. And, like, we just now get a lawsuit, like, today. Ugh, god damn, I hate this.
Yeah, because no one sometimes. Can afford to pay for any of that shit. Who in the retail stock, like, who with retail stock can afford to go up against those people?
No one yet, like, no one. Maybe.
I mean, speaking in both directions, though, like, it's kind of impossible for everybody to cover their naked shorts right now. Just like it's impossible for the biggest shareholder of the meme stonks to... be paid. Like, there's just not enough money. So what does this tell you? Like, the only thing this should tell you is that our system is fundamentally broken and always has been, and money isn't real. But it, you know something's going to happen where, you know, we just keep going lethargically onward and nothing will happen of this, and, you know, et cetera, because, you know, like, the good guys like Merrick Garland are telling us what good guys do.
They hunt down people who show us how little billionaires pay in taxes.
Yeah. I mean, whenever things show you how bad the system is, they have to employ their police force, whoever they may be, actual police or Department of Justice, et cetera, to squash that. They employ their military force to shut it down. But they do. That's what being in police state is.
Well, this episode's depressing.
Welcome to the Anal Podcast.
John and Jared are both drunk and angry. Here we go, everybody.
Yes!
Man, I thought I was feeling angry from standing in that line, but I guess I wasn't. Jeez.
You have no idea the rage that white cishet men feel.
Okay, I went to the grocery store because all I wanted to get was some sherbet and Sprite to make a sherbet float, and I wanted the three-color one, you know, with the pink and the green and the orange, and everything was sold out. Like, same. The entire ice cream section was same just here. Wiped.
Yeah. That's it's crazy. Same exact thing here. And it's like, and it's it was so hot this week. Hot. I thought that was why, but yeah.
Ice cream shortage.
I just need some ice cream.
Yeah. Huh. It might be.
Wait,
might
is
be.
There a literal ice cream shortage? I'm not being facetious. So it could potentially be something we're facing coming out of the pandemic.
Are we breaking news right now?
Oh. This just in.
Well, no, because I noticed that, too. I was just going to pick some up, and there just wasn't any, and I wasn't too stressed out about it. But now hearing you guys mention it, is there an ice cream shortage? Nancy Pelosi's going to freak out!
Maybe, like... wow. Maybe. I was just whining because, really, I just wanted that sherbet float tonight. But maybe there is.
Nancy Pelosi. I heard there's an ice cream shortage.
Is we're raiding your fridge, bitch.
Oh my god.
So were they out of sherbet completely, or was it just the fancy rainbow? No.
All flavors. The only flavor they had was like some weird mango flavor, and I was like, no, that's wrong. I didn't want that one.
I mean, not with Sprite. Like, yeah, on its own, sure, but with Sprite, I don't know about the mango.
I just wanted the classic treat to enjoy in the pool. That's, I don't know.
Man.
That is what summertime tastes like for me.
That sounds wonderful.
Right. Too bad I can't have it because it was all sold out.
Oh, another, we're, oh, I got another one. Dystopian present. Cyber attacks.
Somebody hacked me.
Somebody hacked JBS, and the dumbass is paid $11 million. Do they not realize that now tells every ransomware attacker out there to give them a crack? Jesus.
Somebody hacked meat. That's all I got. I really don't have any idea. The meat got hacked.
Well, they hacked the pipeline first.
Right. They hacked the oil, and then they hacked the meat.
Then they hacked the meat.
Better go buy the meat, because they hacked the meat.
Now, in the dystopian present circles, people who are, you know, saying that these attacks are going to continue, that they're doing small, isolated here and there, and they're going to be ramping up to the banks, but now I'm starting to sound like the land baron, so who knows?
I thought we could only have, like, one hamburger a month. Isn't that the new rule?
It's going to cost $14.
What the dystopian future is happening now?
Uh-oh.
Well, the price of everything is going up. Do we think that's because of the beginning of inflation, or do we think that's because of the supply chain still suffering the ripples and ramifications of a pandemic?
And isn't that just how capitalism is?
Everybody answer, try that again.
Capitalism, that's just capitalism. Price go up.
They got us to pay for the price at a certain high amount, and why would they lower it? Because they know we'll pay it.
Price grow up, wage ding. Don't go up. Price
there's
grow up, no
the winner.
No wage, just price.
Yeah, Jared, weren't we witnessing a Facebook discussion about this that I mistakenly participated in for some stupid ass reason? Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I like that long detailed paragraph you wrote.
Making
that no
white men write paragraphs. Yeah,
that only I read, but I liked it because it was true.
You did. You liked it with your red fist in the air, and yeah.
You guys have such a deep and complex Facebook relationship.
It's not that complex. It's like Turk and JD, but way more cishet and white.
I guess social media also is proof that we're in a dystopian present as well. I don't know anything that's caused more social unrest than social media.
Yeah. CIA? Sure.
Jesus Christ.
Jared, good fucking answer. If I had a buzzer, I'd hit it. I might even find one to edit in. Ding ding.
Yeah, I think Jared might have won the episode, even though he hasn't made theme songs for anything in a very long time.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I did cut every reference to Burger Time theme song out of the last episode.
I completely forgot. Oh my god, why didn't my beautiful wife remind me?
You're like a 40-year-old man. Figure it out.
Did you say I'm 20?
I said you're 40.
Oh, no, I'm not that old yet. Oh, God.
I will never get that old because since yesterday was my birthday, I have officially started aging in reverse. I will never hit 40.
So you're negative.
Time's probably not linear anyway, so who cares?
It's Jeremy, point. Jeremy.
It's the love dimension.
It's just timey-wimey Jeremy Bearmy stuff, yeah.
I love Jeremy Bearmy.
Yeah.
Speaking of The Good Place, I saw rumors of Achiti, who I think actor's name is William Jackson Harper.
Yes.
Was being rumored to play Superman,
which
I think would be a really good choice.
I got goosebumps.
Man.
That's right. Cool.
Yeah, it's not your standard choice, but like he already looks amazing in the glasses. And remember whenever he took his shirt off and Eleanor had a moment?
He's super ripped. Just like,
yeah.
Yeah, because when he, someone told him once, when he feels anxious, just do push-ups. And so he just always does push-ups.
Right.
Damn. Because that's just the solution.
That would be, that would make me want to watch the movie.
Yeah, I would take a look at that.
Anal screening party.
Oh, I would also like to issue an official podcast apology. We have been getting a little bit of negative feedback because of some of the Zack Snyder hate that we have thrown. So for those people who love Zack Snyder, you are entitled to your passion, and so are we. We've gotten 3 negative emails about our Zack Snyder hate.
Good. What do they have to say? I think we should have an episode about the hate mail.
It was just about how it's just how fucking dumb we are, and that they're the best, and
cues just aren't high enough to understand Zack Snyder's.
Okay,
it's from people that have like Wubba Wubba Dub Dub posters on their wall and identify as a total Rick. Yeah, they're just so smart.
They're just Ricks. Gotcha.
Total Rick. So, I thought that was interesting that out of all the contacts we've had, all 9 of them, 3 are about Zack Snyder.
Hey, comic book nerds.
I invite those people to come find me. You can't, but come find me.
Come on the podcast and defend Zack Snyder's abortions of intent.
Ooh.
Yeah, we can yell about that for a while. So, yeah, come on. Let's have a little chat.
On up.
You, a listener that would like a chance to come on the Anal Podcast? Well, now's your shot. Go to anchor.fm/analpod and give us your best 1-minute audition. All you got to do is hit the message us button. We might even play your audition on the show.
And as a surprise, Jared and I will yell at you for free.
Yeah, that's always on the table. If you would like Jared or John to yell at you, just email us at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com and we'll have a clip sent over immediately.
Well, that might be a good segment that we can start doing. Like, Zack Snyder doesn't understand.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't understand zombies or Batman or Superman.
Or from that picture I posted a while ago, pointing with less than 3 fingers. Because he points with 3 fingers. And who does that? Zack Snyder, that's who.
Pointing with 1 finger is rude.
Maybe I'm not smart enough to understand. I don't know.
Well, you got
to
read between the lines, John.
Oh.
Right? Is that what he's doing?
I thought that was just to give someone the middle finger.
Well, yeah, yes.
It's the middle finger.
My finger points.
There's no sherbet and Zack Snyder's an idiot. Let's fucking rage.
So title Sorbet, right there.
Sherbet.
Sorbet.
No, I didn't want this fancy ass sorbet. I wanted some sherbet.
Okay. Gelato. How about that?
I don't want gelato.
I want a large sorbet.
All right. I'm flipping over to page 2. And on page 2 of my notes, I have election pedo. And I know that's not what it means, but it meant something to someone.
See, you wrote that, and I thought of Matt Gaetz, but that's not you made a typo, but with your fingers and a pencil. So
speaking about him, goddamn, I seen an ad. He is the smarmiest looking son of a bitch. Holy cow!
He looks like a cartoon villain.
Yeah, he does. Like from Captain Planet or something.
Yeah, like he's definitely a children's one. Yeah,
is he that white guy that did terrible things? Yes. Okay, yeah. I know who he is. That narrows it down so much. Oh, it's this face. Yes.
That Captain Planet villain? Yeah.
She said it's this face and not it's this guy. It's clearly he's just a face. He might be a goddamn a Terminator. He's a cyborg. I just could feel it in my bones.
Probably. Look at that face. It's not really human. It's his nose is so pointy.
Now, Jared, that would be a bad Terminator, yes?
Yes.
But seriously, election pedo, isn't that Pedro Peru election? We had something on this. Jared, you're the one that said about it. What are we talking about?
So Pedro Castillo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Pronounced Kamala.
Yes. Just won the election for president in Peru. And which is good because he's some type of socialist, and he won against a fascist, which it's good when fascists lose. But I think it'd be interesting to talk about the, quote, discourse around this, because there are kind of two hot topics going around that I think are worth mentioning. So one is that people are critical of him because he's basically a Marxist, and he doesn't call himself a communist or anything like that. He's just a Marxist. And people are like, oh, he's not left enough. And some of that
Marxists aren't left enough?
Well, I'm going to simplify it for this episode. But he's just a social democrat, right? He's not far enough left.
I think maybe our listeners could equate him to Bernie Sanders, maybe. Just on the spectrum.
Something like that, right? So he's going to nationalize some industries and things like that. And the thing that some people are missing in accounting for this is that there's a big difference between a social democrat in the imperial core in the West, in America, in Europe, then there is a social democrat in, like, the global South, in South America, in Peru, because a social democrat here nationalizes some industries, and we're still, like, exploiting people in Peru to prop up our country. But if you're a social democrat in Peru, you nationalize an industry, then you're dismantling imperialism a little bit. You're taking away a little control that we, you know, the United States and imperialist countries have over the global South. So people are, like, really critical of him, but it's like, you know, there's this idea of critical support where, like, you understand that even though he's not the perfect socialist, that you should support him because, you know, it's still a blow against imperialism. And then likewise, too, people are criticizing him, and in some ways rightfully so, because his party, and I think he personally is kind of, you know, homophobic and conservative in his views. And again, I don't know enough about Peru, right? And its total worldview and the view of the people and how that compares to the country as a whole. And I don't think, you know, you can write off someone who is a socialist in another country who has different values and different history than you just because you disagree with some of their opinions like that, even though apparently he does have some support of LGBTQ groups, because even though, you know, he has some antagonism towards them in some ways, that he's better and will do better things for them in the country than, like, the fascists.
I was looking, when I did a search on that, the only thing I found out is how much the post-election is mirroring the United States election, and they're basically saying that he won via fraud, and they're challenging the election at every step that they can, the quote right there. Do you think that the United States has now set the standard because of Trump, that, like, if the left wins, we just fight it forever? Is that, like, a new thing that's happening?
Oh, no, that's classic, Rob. I mean, that's out of the United States.
Oh, that's classic! Please.
Well, again, that happened with Bolivia and Evo Morales. If you recall, there was that coup in Bolivia, and they said, oh, it was fraud, it was election fraud, because basically what happened is, as the events were coming in, there was, like, a slight delay, and then, like, all the poor people voted, like, they got the votes from the poor people, and, like, Morales got all these votes, and they're like, that has to be fraud.
Does that sound like, you know, counting the mail-ins and then, you know, inputting them after the count?
Let me see.
Wouldn't that also be kind of similar to Venezuela and Nicolas Maduro?
Well, yes, we say in Venezuela is illegitimate, just because.
Well, sure, but he was also more of a like, just for sake of blanket terms, a socialist, more so than what Jair Bolsonaro was, his opponent.
Yeah, is Juan Guaido.
Juan Guaido. Bolsonaro was Brazil.
Bolsonaro was, unfortunately. No, Juan Guaido just, in a very democratic fashion, as both the Democrats and Republicans in the United States support him, by the way, in a very democratic fashion, he just declared himself president of Venezuela. Just declared himself president.
Isn't that what Trump's trying to do now?
I don't know.
Because isn't he going to be president again in August? Like, that's what mainstream media is reporting he believes.
Well, I don't know if that's Trump or just Q people and Trump going, sure, yeah, why not? Yeah, yeah, sure, that's me. I'll say that.
I'll do that.
I like being famous. I'll say that. Like, I don't think Trump is spreading that. I think conspiracy people are spreading that, and he's like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll just, you know, wear this diaper in public and shit my pants and just talk about this stuff. Because, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw those pictures, but it looks like, I mean, is that confirmed? Rob, has that been confirmed?
I can confirm nothing other than his pants were on backwards. That is confirmed.
Oh, he was wearing them backwards?
Okay. I don't want to confirm too much here on the podcast. Okay.
Yes, and that is like, I watched the video and I said, his pants are on backwards. Like, you can clearly see that it's the butt, it's his pants are on backwards.
So he's going back to crisscross, and then soon it'll be the JNCO jeans. Right, he's coming back in scalp.
Those were dress pants. So unless he's big enough that those are an elastic waistband that look like dress pants, I can't understand how one would zipper and button their pants on backwards without realizing they're on backwards. Unless someone was dressing him and he kept saying, no, they're on right. And the person was just like, fine, go out in your fine new clothes, King.
You know Trump only wears elastic waistbands. Come on. Come on, Rob. You know.
Probably. How would one put pants on backwards that didn't have an elastic waistband? How?
A fly in the butt.
He's just all about being comfortable, you know?
My pants are undone right now.
I'm in a pair of shorty shorts.
Me too.
They're almost naked shorts.
Hot boy summer, naked shorts.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
How much news do you think we're going to make once we squeeze?
Stop trying to talk about stocks.
I can't help it. I got to flip the page. I'll cut that out.
Leave it in.
That's so great. I'm just very excited about the fact that, like, there's an actual lawsuit now finally claiming what we've been saying for months and months and months.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Sure.
Cool.
I mean, but we just talked about living in a police state, so I'm not sure how much that matters.
I don't... Well, that's the thing. I think for this particular scenario, the word, the news, is the catalyst we need. When Melissa Lee said the words naked shorts, solidifying that they exist on national TV... From that moment on, it has been a naked short ramp up to, you know, the actual CEO of a company today saying there are 4.1 million shareholders. They each hold an average of 120 shares. When you do that math, we own the float. That means we pick the price. When it comes time that they have to buy our shares, they've got to buy it numerous times from the apes to cover the naked shorts.
If they're ever called on to do that.
Well, they have to cover.
What do they?
Yes.
Or they just do whatever they want.
To keep a free and fair market, which we're supposed to have, they have to cover.
Jared, are you here? Does the free market, real quick, does the free market exist?
No.
Okay, go back to sleep.
Okay, thank you.
So, free market doesn't exist. What else you got?
Well, that's exactly my point, I think. Yes.
Your money is fake.
I think that it's this movement, this revolution, I think it's safe to call it almost at this point, is going to prove nothing more than that, that the money is fake, and that the money is going to change the rules to suit themselves, and we're pushing them into the corner to prove their hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's pretty exciting, actually, because it's being, like, I feel like, okay, for background, worked in banking 13 years, and feel like I've known this. Everybody who is in the financial community and like workplace knows that. And it's just a little bit kind of exciting to see it be out in the mainstream part. And like, yes, we've been waiting. I've been waiting for this. So I
can you break that down? What have you been waiting for?
I've been waiting for people to realize that, like, money is two completely different things for people who have a lot of it and people who don't. And it's mostly just fake for people who don't have for people who do have a ton of it. So it's like those giant numbers are just not real.
Is this like what it's called, modern monetary theory?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't fucking know.
Yes, because I'm very smart as well.
Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking to myself, like, what is that magical number where your money starts working for itself hard enough that you don't have to?
I wish
there's got to be a range at some value that you can just survive on your money, and it was going to keep growing for you no matter what. No matter how many failures, you'll just keep failing upwards. Wonder what that magical amount is.
Hockey talk. The Islanders are going to knock off the Bruins in like a minute.
Best segue. Really?
Yep. That could definitely have a break-in with the Jared theme song that we already have. So,
thank God, I already wrote that one.
You can go ahead and run with hockey talk. That was an unintended segue into stonks.
Yeah, I want to go back real quick, and I apologize to everybody that doesn't.
That's fine. Rewind.
we're getting to the point where maybe more people are realizing that money isn't real. Maybe not. I don't know. We also have people that want to create a quantum financial system where just Chinese elders have gold. And then
backed with gold. That's very important. It's backed with gold because that matters, Sean. It's very important.
More on that later. And I said more on for a reason. Yeah. sorry, I've been drinking, so I lost my train of thought after making that really sweet joke.
Sorry.
So my question is, after people, you know, are realizing that money isn't real, which we've all kind of realized that, like even the people heavily invested in the current happenings of money not being real, and myself among them, I have some shares. My question is always, and like, you know, people are going to realize money isn't real, or they're not going to realize money isn't real. You know, there's still going to be a hell of a lot of people that just love money a super lot, and they're also going to have a lot of power. But what happens after that? Like, what happens when we realize that money isn't real? Do we just not have money? We can't do that. You know, we can't just go back to a barter system. We're too far beyond that. Like, what happens whenever we realize money isn't real? Do we start becoming socialist?
Probably not. Fight Club, and we go burn down all the credit card buildings, and then we all start over because all the credit card information is only stored in those like 5 buildings, right?
It's not backed up anywhere.
Nope.
We need to give one Israeli a credit card with an unlimited, limit, with no limit, so he can absolve all of our debt.
I'm still pretty convinced that the apes are going to be paying off the national debt with their capital gains.
They're going to use their fake money to pay off other fake money to fake money.
No,
it's just again, like it's like what happens after that? Like say this all comes to pass, like and then what?
Well, but that's the thing, right? I mean, the national debt has been paid off and then accrued and then paid off multiple times, right? In the American history. Am I wrong?
I don't actually know the answer to that. Let me see.
I could have sworn there was a time when we had no debt, and then we got more debt.
We survive off of debt. That our country is based off of maintaining and buying debt.
Well, the reason debt exists is because it's a motivator.
Yeah. In 1835, Andrew Jackson achieved the goal of paying off the national debt in its entirety. It was the only time in the U.S. history our national debt was zero. In 1835!
But don't forget we had all that debt to France because of the Revolutionary War also. Like, we've always been in debt. Always.
Well, again, being in debt isn't necessarily a bad thing, to be... Let's be clear here. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, it's just what you do with the money you get from that debt. If it just goes to billionaires...
it's just not gonna do anything.
If it just ensures that Bezos and Musk don't have to pay taxes, then... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder how many apes are going to pay more taxes than billionaires.
We already have.
Hmm. Fair.
But if we're talking about debt, right? I mean, let's bring in Cold War 2.0, right? Who owns a lot of our debt? Isn't that China?
Isn't that China?
China.
Jared, China. Again, I ask you, Jared, how can you have a Cold War 2.0 when Cold War 1.0 never ended?
Well, I mean, it
failed to crash. Or
wouldn't it just be 1.1?
No, I mean, look, the propaganda, like the anti-communist propaganda never stopped. But I mean, the USSR did dissolve and the Berlin Wall fell. So like the big communist boogeyman that we're all supposed to hate did dissolve. And now it's like a capital. Oh, I mean, I guess to your point, right? It's what? Like it's now a capitalist hellhole that we still say is communist because it helps, you know, it fits our narrative, right?
Even though we're just as bad.
I mean, the U.S. dissolved, but we kept our name. I mean, we're awful also. We just kept our name. Like, who gives a shit?
There's a huge difference. Like, if you look at the statistics of, like, the life expectancy when the USSR dissolved, just plummeted when they got rid of all of the social programs and the benefits from communism. Like, it's just disgusting. Which, by the way, was completely undemocratic. Like, they had a referendum, and the majority of people voted to keep the Soviet Union, and then I think it was Gorbachev, he, like, actually had to murder a bunch of parliament people because they refused to dissolve the government, so he just had to kill them in parliament. He had to kill a bunch of parliamentarians.
Would be a sign to you that that's not the way you should go. If it requires that you murder people to enact your grand plan, you know, maybe fuck you. Try
well,
something else.
I mean, I want to
murder the rich, though, so.
Yes, exactly. So you can't. I'm not going to be a liberal and say violence is always wrong.
No, definitely. Yeah, bro. We've talked about that and that dude's ridiculous definition of argumentation or whatever. With
the libertarian guy.
Yeah, assuming there would be no violence for no fucking reason at all.
That means I automatically win every argument, because you wouldn't dare hit me in the face in real life.
That would make me want to hit him immediately.
Well, I think the person who invented that horse shit is dead, but yeah, if you found someone in the wild...
So do we talk about everything? Do we need to do the Baron drop? Is there anything worth talking about that I dumped on everyone?
We do want to bring up the Baron, but before we hit the Baron, I wanted to talk about getting jobs and how now a vaccine may be a requirement for jobs. Mm. I think Rochelle was the one who was coming in hot with info on that topic.
Oh yeah. I guess it kind of got my attention last week. We got an email at school saying, hey, get the vaccine if you haven't gotten it, because guess what? You're working in a healthcare field. And I'm sure that this went out to, you know, the whole school. So we've got like sterile processing technicians, surgical assisting, phlebotomy, dental assisting, all those types of degree programs. So the email basically said, to graduate, you've got to do your externship, duh. And there are certain, and probably the majority of healthcare providers now are saying, yes, you should have the COVID vaccine. So if you are a new hire, like, get that shit. Show us that you got it. So it makes sense in the healthcare field. You would definitely want to have a vaccine. But also, I was kind of looking into it. Airlines are a big one that are also requiring vaccines, like Delta, United, the big companies. I don't know. I think it's fantastic. But like, I'm trying to find, like, figure out, like, is this just my bias that's saying, oh, this is fantastic? Like, is there a certain, like, group of people that I'm overlooking where this might be a bad thing for them because they cannot get vaccinated? Oh, okay, great. So they're not going to
be... I'd say anyone who's is allergic.
Well, that true. Too,
right.
But I wonder how many people that truly is, or Do they need to work at an airline? You know.
Right, yeah. If you did have some kind of health condition,
I feel like that would be an issue that would be privately worked out.
Right, or maybe you wouldn't want to work in a field where you're around, like, hundreds of people every day.
Yeah, you're breathing in just recirculated germy air.
Yeah, or, you know, you're in a field where you're, like, working around blood every day or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be somebody that's on a plane, though. It could be, you know, baggage handler or et cetera. So there's a lot of gray area, as with everything, but, yeah. I mean, if you have a problem with a company saying you can't work here unless you, like, wear clothes every day, I can't help you. Like, that's the rules.
Maybe there'll be, like, less dumb people in the workforce? I don't know.
No.
Dang it! I was hoping
for that.
Why
would there be? We're still all humans.
When I worked at a hospital, you were required to have every vaccine up one side and down the other because they didn't want you getting sick on their property and bringing the liability back to them, so you were... You got vaccinated or you didn't work there. And that was in 2000.
The motivation for that was financial, not moral.
Correct.
Imagine that.
Well, I think that's kind of, I don't know, like most veterinary offices too probably say, hey, just get a tetanus shot or a booster before you start working here because you just in case something happens.
Just like makes me want to run down this whole thing of like, how many things does your employer force you to do? They force you to...
Work a steady shift. I mean, a lot of different things.
They force you to get a vaccine. They can...
Well, I feel like the vaccine thing was for, you know, we all got them young when we started school, so I feel like it's never been an issue for work before.
Right. That's just part of the new anti-vax movement. But, I mean, forcing someone to get a vaccine is not freedom.
But you're not. You're not forcing them to get it. You're just saying you can't work here if you don't have it.
On that regard, by not being vaccinated, your employer is limiting you from being successful because of whatever reason. And then to tie that back to people who can't get the vaccine, so you go to work at the hospital and you get the vaccine, it's going to kill you. Do they just let you slide? Do they not let you work there? Are you limited by your health then? How does that pan out? I feel like we need a lawyer.
I don't know. I think that would be interesting for someone who has any of those like vaccine limitations. And I personally don't know anybody who is like allergic or has some kind of autoimmune disease or something like that where taking the vaccine would not be effective or beneficial to them. So I kind of am interested in listening to another point of view. I just don't
know where to find
it. Yeah, exactly. I don't have one available to me.
Oh, hello. Hello, my name is John, and I have an autoimmune disorder. It's very minor to the point where I haven't had a flare in years. But it's, you know, it's there. I have to buy special soap. It's just very mild psoriasis that doesn't really affect me at all. It's just, you know, unsightly if it appears in weird places. But yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot of research done with the vaccine on how it affects autoimmune disorder people. I got it, and I was fine, aside from the side effects that everybody had.
Blah.
But there was still, you know, some risk involved there. I don't know. I assumed the risk. Granted, my autoimmune disorder isn't that big of a deal. Others are. There are people that cannot get the vaccine, and the point of vaccines is herd immunity, not 100%. You know,
correct
coverage.
Yep.
So we do it for the people
who can't.
That can't. So, I mean, in that regard, we've kind of raised a lot of interesting points where, like, why would you want to be in this atmosphere or environment if you have an autoimmune disorder? But, you know, is a person with an autoimmune disorder automatically not allowed to be as
free
in the workforce as everybody else is? Like,
they still got to eat and they still got to pay rent.
Yeah. Right. So, yep.
Sick
so
or not.
It's a really weird, there's a lot of interesting points to be made from both sides of it, but the way the United States kind of handles it and what I'm kind of driving at here is the U.S. says, fuck them.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
We can all agree on that.
So yeah. That's where we'll be.
Well, and I think that comes into how, I mean, as John mentioned, the sort of fuck 'em, there's another way, if we want to think of it, And there's a really informative video on it on YouTube by Kay and Skittles, and it's a disability of the social model. And he talks about how society, because essentially of capitalism, is set up to make as much money as possible, whereas people that would want to work or could work in various capacities because of limitations they have through some sort of disability, or even, say, in our current world, where, you know, you can't get a vaccine, where you could still work at a job, but it would be more costly, right, to your employer, so we don't bother with it. Whereas the social model says that we can create a society that's accommodating to all people, and that's just sort of the point of society, and it's not that big of a hassle for everyone if we can just make these little accommodations. So, I mean, maybe you could still work in an airline, but if you can't get the vaccine, maybe you're going to work a desk. They'll make sure you have a desk job where you're not going to be around people. Like, our society could be set up to ensure that, you know, people can get jobs that suit their abilities and, you know, their limitations and problems they may have, right, with their immune systems and things like that, right? I mean, we could create jobs for people to ensure that they can have a happy and, you know, productive and fulfilling life at some job, with whatever abilities they have and whatever limitations they have. But that's not how our society is set up.
I mean, I'll take it a step further. I'm surprised you didn't go here, because you're way more red than I am usually.
I've had a few beers, so go for it.
I've only had the one that you didn't try to kill me with this week. I mean, you can center that remark on, you know, people being able to have jobs, but you can also say, like, you know, these people can exist in society without having jobs. We also have that capability.
Yes.
Like, who says these people have to work?
One thing I was reading that I thought was kind of interesting was, if a company is requiring, like, a new hire to have a vaccine or something, and they legitimately have a reason that they cannot be vaccinated, you know, there should be rules in place that say, hey, this person can work from home now, or there's, like, a separate area of the office or something that they can be in that's, like, a little bit farther from everyone. But I don't know, it just seems like...
Well, I can personally attest that whenever you have an autoimmune disorder that makes you a little bit costly to any company, that you immediately get shit canned time and time again. So
yeah, like, how realistic is that? Probably
to the point where you desperately would love to go work, but because you need a day off literally once a month, that's just too much for employers to handle.
Well, yeah, I was not describing our current reality, to just so everyone knows. That was more of a hypothetical.
But still, pretty on point.
Could be better.
But no, in our society, it's, you know, how, if you can't be exploited to the maximum, then, you know, screw you.
Fuck 'em.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of sad and scary, but, you know, we also have we have more kind of regular, semi-regular contributors that have issues, and, you know, the vaccine. I mean, this is kind of another point along the way where the vaccine really wasn't studied to be applied to people with, you know, chronic illness, people with autoimmune disorders. But they were expected to proceed along the path of the vaccination and the changes to unemployment compensation as someone that had no limitations, which is a definite huge issue. Because, we could make that accommodation.
Which, again, if you think about it, is even more fucked up if we think about if the country itself would have been able to mobilize, at least in the United States, right? I'm not speaking for other countries that did it better. But if we could have mobilized in such a way to provide for people, so we could have actually shut down enough to really curb the spread of the virus. Like, we wouldn't, there wouldn't be this whole worry of like, oh shit, we got to get this out. We got to get this vaccine out right now. We can't test it as much as we'd like. Right? Like, yeah, you mentioned,
we could have achieved the herd immunity that we're, that's supposed to happen.
Or, I mean, or we could have just taken care of people, shut things down for a bit, done the minimum.
Run everyone money.
Right?
Everyone for a little bit. Would have cost money.
Right? Yeah, exactly, right? It would have cost too much money to ensure that we could have taken the time to make sure everything is tested properly, everything's safe, you know, and taking the time to just give people a break and step back a bit and, you know, stop this virus from spreading. But, you know, we got to give, but Jeff Bezos needs $10 billion so he can go to space or whatever. So,
yeah. Well, we got the new Delta variant now, baby. Look out.
I'm excited. Spreading
rapidly in the U.S. Ba-boom.
Ba-boom, baby.
I can't wait for this to be the rest of our lives.
Well, what's just actually kind of cool, though, is if you're vaccinated via Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca is also on the list, I think. The Delta variant isn't really a concern for you.
Which, on a side note, I didn't save the article. I wish I had, but it was a reference to, like, the U.S. is finally giving out vaccines to the rest of the world. But, like, the headline wasn't the number of doses, it was like how much money the vaccines were worth.
Wow.
Right? Which just think about that for a second, why you would frame it like what, like,
this is how much it costs to save people's lives in other countries. Yeah. That's what it says to me. So yeah, I mean, this is why you shouldn't support helping people because it costs too much or something, right?
Look at all those zeros. Oh my God.
But it's like, what does our system value? Is it people's lives or is it just money? Right? I mean,
well, it values the lives that can make money. So,
right.
It's just money.
Does anyone think Jeff Bezos is going to get stuck in space?
Is anyone hoping Jeff Bezos gets stuck in space?
Yes.
So, of course, he's already in the space hotel and just laughing at all of us. And we're looking up and screaming, save us. And he's looking down and whispering, no.
Save us, yeah.
Well, right. He's launching soon, right?
No one asked him to save us.
Well, I mean, the bootstrap lickers are asking him to save us.
Well,
I thought it was Musk that was saving us, not Bezos.
I don't know, Jared. Just laugh at the Watchmen reference I was making.
No, only one billionaire can save us at a time, John. Before it was Gates. Now he's bad. So we have to pick a new billionaire that's going to save us this time.
Do it. Hey, that's another movie that Zack Snyder fucked up.
What?
The Watchmen.
Oh yeah, been over that. We just didn't do a full
send us
breakdown.
An angry email. We don't like Zack Snyder's The Watchmen.
About how the porn film that Zack Snyder made out of The Watchmen was amazing. Just go ahead, defend that.
I'm gonna have to cut that so we don't get angry emails.
I mean, Jackie O'Haley was great. I mean, let's not, you know.
Sure. All right, I guess now we're on to Land Baron Dump, and that'll be it.
And listeners, I asked everybody on the podcast to draw a picture of the Land Baron because none of us know what she looks like. So I wanted to know what everybody pictures whenever we talk about her. And if you'd like to submit a picture, I would absolutely love to see it. So please.
You can email it to us at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com.
Or you can tag us on Twitter.
At a new American legacy. Oh, a new American LE1. Whoever got the LE pisses me off. LE1. Goddamn.
That was your fault, brother.
Can't believe that someone actually had a new American leg.
Yep, someone has a new American leg.
Probably like has a cool prosthetic leg or great account. School posts. Just so jealous.
I'm going to have to pull up a new American leg now.
Damn. Probably that guy who found that foot on his grill. What? Do you remember that?
No. What reality are you talking about?
It was like, I think it's like a whole true crime doc where like some guy, I can't remember exactly why or what had happened, but he found someone's like the lower part of his leg on his grill somehow, like a grill he bought in an auction maybe.
God.
Oh. Holy
that's
shit.
Gonna have to be a crime time segment.
Yeah, that needs to be a crime time. Awesome.
I feel like it was a whole thing. I'll have to remember. I mean, obviously it was a whole thing.
Yeah, you and John will have to crime time that for us.
What do you know about it, John?
Well, you don't have to do it right now. Oh. You can collab. It's fine.
I'm an expert on the topic, but Bergen, we'll have to talk about it later.
We're out of time. Only Baron time.
Only Baron content. Which is there anything specific we're going for the Baron front today? She almost needs her own channel now.
Well, the last little dump I threw, I just feel like that's a smattering of all like the weird reactionary stuff. But the one thing I wanted to point out, like she had this post of like, I had a dream that I returned to the loft to get the last of my things. And it was a thriving community of creators who were busy creating the new earth. I was legend, the architect of the third.
Whoa. Was that where you lived,
Jared? Yes! Oh. Yes!
And you are thriving.
I was in her dream thriving.
You were in her dream.
What?
Wow.
So it's just like no ego. Like I just love to contrast that against like she has this such like Zen. I'm just this Zen, like hippie. I don't have an ego. Like I respect the earth. And meanwhile, you think you fucking like are just like the huge matriarch of this loft, and just everyone just adores you. Like, okay, sure, yeah, no ego for you. I'm sure.
I thought only white men had the white messiah complex.
I mean, apparently, it's just any white person that's a hippie. I think.
Yeah.
White hippie problem, huh?
I learned something today.
Well, I was particularly intrigued by the Land Baron's comment that certain Democrats are speaking about creating a new law that would make it a crime to refuse to date a transgender based on who they are. A transgender? That sounds a little
yeah, that's like an object. That's taking away their humanity and just saying like you are an object. You are an it or something. And
she also puts in caps and all bold, this is not a joke anymore. That is a joke, lady. Like, clearly.
Well, and again, I can imagine there was just some proposed law that's just, you know, an update to civil rights that's like, hey, don't discriminate against trans people. It's not cool. And it's just some law. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. I can't say no to a trans person. Like,
because if you do, then we won't evolve into the sexy lady twinks in 2040.
That is true.
Or the ball of heaving, sweaty sex that South Park predicted everyone will be.
I think that post also relates to, can someone please explain the meme? It's like the problem solved, okay? And it's got three doors to three bathrooms, okay? The one is a men door, and it's got your kind of what you traditionally see, like the masculine on a men's quote room, right? Picture. And then it has a women. And it's got the quote women picture that's like
the dress lady
with the dress, right? And then the
t-shirt that says, and then it has a women.
And thank you, John. Please just our merch start needs to. We need more merch. Yes, sell it. But then we've got in the middle that's Democrats, and it's got both the man and the women just together hanging out.
I know how I interpret that. Trans people are Democrat.
But it says problem solved. Like, what does that even mean?
They found a gender neutral bathroom and they realized, oh, then that solves the problem because everyone can use it no matter what they identify as. Because it's gender neutral.
Like, how is that supposed to be negative? I'm just baffled. I'm honestly baffled.
Because acceptance is bad, okay? You need to just be, like, firm in your discrimination, and any kind of acceptance is terrible.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what being in a cult is all about.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
anybody outside of you is dangerous and bad, and that's what the fear factor is. What keeps people in the cult is by saying different, that bad. You know, different is bad. It's going to hurt you, and these people are going to drag you down in however it is they're living because it's different from us. So accepting anything outside of that parameter of your cult, whatever it is that you're subscribing to, is automatically bad and terrifying and horrible and awful.
That was very astute.
Yes.
Thank you for sticking around to the very end of the Anal Podcast. There's still a couple weeks to get that email in to anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com to enter the super secret raffle. And if you made it this far, clean to the end, then it wouldn't be too hard to take a minute to like, subscribe, review wherever you found us. That's how we get noticed, and we'd love to get noticed. And as always, join us again next time while we break down what's going on in the world and around us here on the Anal Podcast. And as always, listener, try your best to stay safe out there.